Boom! Take that, mainstream media and fact checkers, debunkers, if you will, all of you dipshits who use Pinocchio's.
Actually, we fact checked it and we gave it 4 Pinocchios. Go fuck yourself. 4 Pinocchios. Dipshit pedophiles. Weirdos. Anyhow, they were all saying, what? You think Boeing would kill a whistleblower? If you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, a few weeks ago, you had a Boeing whistleblower saying, they're cutting all these costs over here. They're firing everybody. Everybody who used to know how planes worked, aeroplanes, how to keep them up in the fucking sky, they've all been fired because they're predominantly white dudes who are straight. And that shit's gotta go. And it has nothing to do with wokeness, by the way. They don't care about black. Boeing don't give a fuck about black people. Boeing don't care about gay people. Boeing don't give a fuck about any of these chicks with dicks. No. Boeing wants to save money, and they can fire all these white dudes and get a pat on the back by the government by saying, well, we divert them, fine. So now they hire a bunch of people who've never seen a motherfucking airplane in their life before, and now planes are falling out of the fucking sky. This guy comes out and he says, I can explain to you why this is happening. Yeah, there is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Again, not because they care, but because it's cheaper for Boeing as a corporation. They firing all the dudes who work. You work at Boeing for 30-something years? They want to get rid of you. They want to get rid of you. They want to bring in some other fucking dipshits with no seniority, no added bonuses, moving up on the pay schedule. No. They firing all these people. Then they'll hire a bunch of people and go, well, listen, they're black and they're gay. Got a gay black vagina, so be happy. Meanwhile, planes are falling out of the sky. If you mention it, you're a racist conspiracy theorist. And then the whistleblower dies. And the mainstream media president, whoa. Look at these conspiracy terrorists over there. They said Boeing killed this whistleblower. Boeing wouldn't kill a whistleblower. Motherfucking Boeing, are you kidding me? Have you met Boeing? Boeing, Raytheon, Lockheed, motherfucking Martin? They be blowing up brown people all across the planet. Blowing motherfuckers up left and right. Brown motherfuckers, black motherfuckers, blowing everybody the shit up with their aeroplanes. But they would never kill anybody. Is it fucking stupid? Anyway, you get another Boeing whistleblower comes out. And hey, guess what? Surprise! He gets a rare disease, boys. He gets a rare COVID-20, apparently. Ransacks his body, kills him in a few weeks. So now you got two dead whistleblowers from this company. And they still go, no, we debunked it. We called Boeing. Motherfucking Washington Post called. We called Boeing, and a representative from Boeing, who's gay and lesbian and black and Asian. Not Asian, actually, because Asians are considered white these days. These motherfucking lefties hate Asians more than they hate white people. Look that up. Anyhow, actually, we called Boeing, and a representative from Boeing with a pride pin said, oh, we certainly would never kill anybody. These two whistleblowers are taking billions of dollars off of Boeing's market cap. You think they're just going to sit idly by and blow motherfuckers up in the Middle East and in Kenya and in Syria and in Yemen and say, whoa, we might blow people up in those places, but we're just going to sit idly by and let whistleblowers do billions of dollars of damage to our market cap. That makes a lot of sense for a bunch of fucking morons. Damn, people are fucking stupid. Gateway pundit, Boeing story takes shocking turn as second whistleblower dies suddenly. Beyond the headlines. Yeah. The first whistleblower dies, mainstream media press wants to make fun of all of us. The second whistleblower dies, the mainstream media press is like, can you fucking slow down on the killing Boeing? Damn. Fuck, Boeing. Calm down a little bit. Hire some MS-13. Farm this shit out a little bit. Damn, talk to Hillary. Hillary knows how to kill people. We're having a hard time gaslighting normies that you ain't killing people when you are clearly killing people. Slow down. So even the mainstream media press is like, oh, for fuck's sake, how do we spin this? So they're just going to ignore it. But fuck you. We're mainstream media press now, and we'll get the information out. We got whistleblowers dying. Whistleblowers are dying. Where the fuck are all my Gen Xers at? Whistleblowers are dying. It's weird. We should look into it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video and support channel. You're kept up to date on whistleblowers dying. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.